We continue our series in the footsteps of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, and we are in Luke chapter 9, the mountaintop moment of which Peter writes about, that Luann just read from 2 Peter 1. We're in Luke 9, 28 through 36. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto the mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to them, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. Disciples kept this to themselves and did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, this morning we're looking at mountaintop moments. I don't know if you've had a mountaintop moment in your life before, maybe literally or figuratively. In August of last year, I went out to Seattle, went out for a conference, and it was a busy time. It had been a busy summer, but I had scheduled Sunday that I would rent a car and go to Mount Rainier, to the national park, and drive as far as I could up, not to the summit, but you know, as far as I could to the national park. And so I'd rented this Toyota Corolla, and it was the economy option. So I went from the hotel. I walked. It was quite a ways. It was about a little over a mile or whatever. And I finally got to the Enterprise rental car. And as walking into the parking lot, this guy comes up to meet me. Nice guy. And he asked my name. I gave him my name. And he said, "Would you like a free upgrade to a Porsche?" I said, "Did you say free and Porsche?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Wow, Corolla or Carrera? Let me think about that." He said, "What could go wrong, right?" So I said, "Are you sure it's free?" He said, "Sure, no problem." So, man, I didn't know this guy from Adam. So there I am. I couldn't believe it. Took the Porsche out. And then I also found out that the main highway had been closed because they were doing some work on it. So I'd take the secondary road all the way to Mount Rainier. And it was just a beautiful day, and I had this Porsche, and it was just glorious, man. Stopped at this diner and went as far as you can drive up there, the lake, the Reflection Lake and all this. And it was stunning. It was really a time that uplifted me personally, spiritually. It was a great driving experience too. But we have these mountaintop moments in life, and sometimes it's just a mountaintop, and maybe it's an inspirational moment. Sometimes it's very spiritual. You know, for me, that was very spiritual, as well as just everything, just inspired me. When I was over in the Holy Land, we took a time when we went from Israel down to Egypt, and we stopped at St. Catherine's Monastery, which is at about halfway up to Mount Sinai. And it was early in the morning, and these young people and older people, people from all over the world, had got up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and they hiked all the way to the summit of Mount Sinai to see the sunrise over Mount Sinai. And it was interesting to see them come down. It, not just, you know, it was every faith, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, people, non-faith, older, younger, different races, different places, coming down and talking about that. So energizing, a mountaintop moment. Well, this morning, Jesus has a mountaintop moment, the Mount of Transfiguration. And that's the actual mount right there. We know where it is. There's actually a chapel on the top of the Mount of Transfiguration today. And so I invite you to walk back into the story. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John with him to the mountaintop. And there as he's praying, Luke always emphasizes that prayer is a big part of the life of Jesus and should be part of the life of every believer. And in that moment, we're told that Moses and Elijah appear with Jesus. Now, we're told that the disciples were a little sleepy. It must have been Time Change Sunday. they're a little clouded, really. And they didn't really know what was going on at first. You know, who would? Now, there's Moses and Elijah in this cloud. And Jesus, in that moment, is being inspired and nurtured. We're told that Moses and Elijah were talking to Jesus. Must have been like a pep talk, right? You know, like a coaching moment, like you get them. It doesn't get much better than Moses and Elijah and Jesus. And I like to think that they were praying with Jesus for what lay ahead. And Jesus had that mountaintop moment. And I think in my own life, I've had mountaintop moments. Sometimes it's a weekend retreat. It was really a mountaintop moment. I went to Mount Rainier, a beautiful time, and other moments, when Mount Sinai, the same kind of thing. And you may have had that moment too. It may just have been in your prayer time in the morning where God just came in a special way, or may have been on a vacation, some kind of a retreat or whatever. But mountaintop moments are important because they inspire us, they uplift us, and they guide us in lots of ways. But here's the thing about the mountaintop moment is it doesn't last forever. We'd like it to last forever, right? But the mountaintop moments don't last forever. And Jesus knew that. He knew this was a moment to be inspired, to be directed, to be guided, to be prayed for, to go before. Peter didn't quite understand that yet, right? Peter said, he kind of blurted out. Luke says he didn't know what he was saying, in parentheses. Which means, like Peter sometimes did, he talked before he thought. Lots of us are that way, right? And Peter said, let's just make three cabins here, and we'll just stay here on the mountaintop. Which, honestly, we kind of criticize Peter maybe for that, but when you think about it, that's the natural response, to stay on the mountaintop. Now, Jesus knew that he couldn't stay on the mountaintop, right? He knew that his destiny lie below. But Jesus leaned into that moment and heard the Father's voice speak. And I think it's beautiful. This is my beloved Son whom I've chosen. Listen to him. This is my beloved Son whom I've chosen. Listen to him. And what does that remind you of? Well, Jesus' baptism. Almost the exact same words that were spoken when Jesus was called into ministry with the Holy Spirit as alighted on him in the form of a dove, and the Spirit spoke, the Father whispered, this is my Son, my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. That God's love, God's calling is there, that God had a calling and a mission and ministry for Jesus, and God was going to help him complete that. And I think that's so powerful, for Jesus was hearing again the affirmation of the Father's love, the Father's calling. There was a plan and purpose, and God had the power to see him through. And here's the important thing, I think, about all that, which is that mountain highs are for valley lows. Mountain highs are for valley lows. Jesus knew that he couldn't stay on the mountain because why? He had to descend from the mountain to head towards Jerusalem, where he would give his life on Calvary to pay the price for our sins and shortcomings on that first Good Friday, and be raised on that first Easter morning to complete God's plan of redemption. It would not be an easy task. In fact, it would be the most hardest mission and task anyone has ever faced in a life. So Jesus needed that mountaintop moment to be affirmed by the voice of the Father, to be maybe talked to and prayed over by Moses and Elijah. And we all need the mountain high for the valley low. Peter would need the mountain high for the valley low, even though he didn't realize it at the time. But later on, as Peter writes these words that Luann read, and I want to read them again to you, Peter is writing, not only affirming this moment that happened to Jesus, but I think also writing to people who were undergoing persecution and challenge and difficulty at that time. And Peter himself was undergoing challenge. And so Peter looks back to the mountain and calls that forward to the people that he's writing to. He says this, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received honor and glory from the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, this is my Son, my beloved, with whom I'm well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain." Wow. So powerful and amazing and beautiful. And it's interesting because the people that Jesus was with on the mountaintop. Elijah and Moses both have their mountaintop moments, didn't they? Elijah, you recall, of course, was on the mountaintop after he had this breakdown, was called to the mountain of God. We talked about that last week, where Elijah sort of found himself in the cave and had this breakdown, and then there's this wind that was outside the cave and shook the earth, and God wasn't in the wind, we're told, and there was an earthquake shaking the mountain, and God wasn't in the earthquake, and then there was the fire outside the cave, and we're told God wasn't in the fire. And then what happened? The still small voice of God whispered for Elijah to come out, and he was renewed in his calling, would go forward from there to pick out a successor in the form of Elisha, would mentor him along the way. But Elijah needed that mountaintop moment sort of as a moment of transition for his older life and into the new life where he would mentor Elisha. Moses, of course, had his mountaintop moment, right? On Sinai, where he went up there for the Ten Commandments, saw the presence of God in one of the most powerful ways that anyone has ever seen. Moses needed that mountaintop moment in order to guide the people through wandering in the wilderness and to face the promised land. And then Moses was called to the mountain again when God was to take him home to his eternal glory. You and I have mountaintop moments. Maybe they're not as powerful as this. Martin Luther King Jr. had a mountaintop moment, you recall, just preceding the time that he was assassinated. And he said he'd been to the mountain and he wasn't fearing anyone. He knew God's call. He knew there was a long ways to go for work with justice and equality. We still have work to do, but God had that mountaintop moment for him. Where are you in your journey of life? If you're in a moment of mountaintop, enjoy that mountaintop moment, right? But realize it isn't going to last forever. God is empowering you so you can go forward to love and serve in the mission that God has called you to in the valley below. If you're in the valley now, going through challenge and adversity, whatever that is, then recall the mountaintop moment where God spoke to you, where God whispered to you. It may not be a literal mountain, but there is maybe that moment where God whispered to you and pulled on your heart in a way that God's love was made manifest in a powerful and real and tangible moment. Maybe it's a worship moment. Maybe it's just in your morning devotions, or literally you took a drive to the mountain and suddenly God was there in a special way, or retreat moment. And let that empower you for whatever you're facing in that moment. And you might be like Jesus, right? We don't think Jesus summoned Moses and Elijah, but God the Father provided them there. Sometimes you need two or three brothers or sisters that come around you, that pray, that acknowledge your call, affirm your call, strengthen you, pray for you so that you're ready to go forward to whatever lies below. Sometimes that mountaintop moment has been in a hospital room as I've gone in and shared Holy Communion with folks who are going to surgery or facing difficult news. And God was there in a very real and tangible way. Or sometimes that mountaintop moment's just been when someone came during the week and prayed in the sanctuary and they felt God's healing presence in their soul and their emotions and sometimes in their physical being too. God calls us in powerful ways, and I think just like Jesus, even like Peter, James, and John, who would need this later on, God will call us to mountaintop moments, and we should enjoy the moment. But realize we can't stay there forever. Realize that God is empowering us, speaking to us, directing us so that we can go forward with our mission and ministry, empowered to love and serve God and love and serve others. And realize those mountaintop highs are for valley lows. And when you see a brother or sister that's needing someone to speak to them and affirm them, then come around them and pray with them and speak words of affirmation. I want to close with a story that I love, which is by Robert Fulghum, who wrote Everything I Ever Needed to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. I don't know if you ever read that book. It's a great one. I needed more than what I learned in kindergarten. But anyway, some of the most profound truths are in kindergarten. But he records the time that he was on this drive in Idaho, rural Idaho, and he stopped in a small town, just sort of a fortuitous thing, and he went into this grocery store, just sort of an old grocery store, and as he was checking out after he got just a few things for his drive, he looked up, and there was a revolving door, which he was not really wild about. and it was an older revolving door. And he looked for another exit, but he realized that over the door it says, you have to go in to go out. So you got to go in to go out. Got to go through the revolving door to get out. And as he thought about that, you have to go in to go out. He's sort of in a spiritual moment in his life. He was thinking about that and saying, you know what? And really, in order to go out into the world, we need to allow God's Spirit to speak in us. You have to go in order to go out. And that in is often a mountaintop moment where God speaks to us, pulls on our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit in order to go out. And then the second thing was related to that. As he gave the checkout person his money, she rang the register, and the change came out on one of those old-fashioned steel kinds of things where the change there. And it said, above that, there was a little note that says, please accept your change and take it with you. And he thought about that, and he said, you know what? That's so true. Please accept your change and take it with you. When we have a mountaintop moment where God speaks to us, we're changed. And in order to make that change really what God wants us to be, light in the world, we need to take that change with us from the mountaintop down to the valley below. Jesus was empowered so he could fulfill his mission in the valley below, which was Jerusalem, where he'd give his life on Calvary to pay the price for our sins and shortcomings and be raised into life that first Easter. You and I don't have a mission quite like that. But we do have a mission. We're often called to the mountain to have our lives changed, that we can go and serve others. Whatever that calling is, it's different for each and every one of us. But God empowers us to take that change with us. And as we take that change with us in the world, you and I become salt and light in the world. Today, I challenge all of us, if we're on the mountaintop, to enjoy that mountaintop moment. But realize that we can't stay there. God is calling us to service in the valley below, and God will be faithful to see us through. Amen? Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you for your word as it speaks to our hearts and lives. We're thankful for this moment where Jesus was empowered and renewed on the mountaintop, that he could go forward and to fulfill the mission God had before him. But we're also aware, just like Peter, James, and John, that you empower each and every one of us in moments, Lord, that we can go forward to serve as well in the mountain valley below. So, Lord, help us to be touched and empowered that we can serve others through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And all God's people said, amen.